Be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just 2 blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
Afternoon and welcome to the June 13th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, over 40 locations. I do all my banking there, like I have that much banking to do, pretty much what everybody else has, you know. a loan or two and an account and savings and a credit card and a debit card, you know, the usual stuff. But they have a whole lot more to offer. We'll talk about that. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, wearing his... Ooh, that's a nice cap, St. Louis Blue. That's a great St. Louis Blue cap.
Thank you.
The guy who's at the control board every day, this time Monday through Thursday. The man who, for 19 years, lived in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. The one, the only, Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I won't get to talk to you tomorrow because we don't work tomorrow, so have a great weekend.
Bill Cleveland is in, is it Medora? What state is it? Medora.
I think he's in North Dakota.
I don't remember.
He was there yesterday.
I think it's North Dakota.
Yeah, we'll find out when he gets on here. He'll be with us a little bit later. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
He's in a very good mood today, as a lot of people are. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both senior vice president investors from Stiefel. And when you're retired or approaching retirement, volatile stock markets can make you a little anxious.
Yes, they can.
Oh, yeah. Mark and Jason can help you design a plan just for you and for your long-term goals. Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review and for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I think most of you know... the many, 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 well, you only know a portion of the many careers this next guy has had in his life. Among those, night cook at Denny's, door-to-door knife salesman, beer vendor at Busch Stadium, roller skating rink DJ. But today, this is where he shines. He finally found where he belongs. As head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon, as digital clock resetter, as news director, newsman, author of the book, Bad Mood, Good Mood, and something else. Let's not forget, like the great Jim Rockford, even though Rockford was fictitious, James Garner was not a private detective. This guy actually is a private detective. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I will, and I want to let you know something. I'll only say this one time. The reason why I was a night cook at Denny's is because after I graduated college, the St. Louis Blues hired me to be an intern in their PR department, and I loved that team so much growing up that I was 21 years old, and I actually moved back in with my parents, which I knew was a terrible idea, just so I could be a game night intern with the Blues for 1 year, but I had to be there during the day and then in the evening, so I had to find a night job for gas money or whatever. That's the only reason why I was a night cook at Denny's.
The backstory.
Was because of the St. Louis Blues.
We never heard the backstory.
That's a true story.
I believe you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
how much I love that story. When I got grounded as a kid, my parents said, yeah, you can go play outside, but you can't listen to the radio or watch TV.
Oh.
They would ground me from Blues games. That's what the punishment was. So I'm sorry.
That would be the equivalent of no video games today.
Yeah.
It really would.
Pretty much it would be.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I will say hi to my sponsor. Sorry about that.
That's right.
I want to say hi to Matheny Heating and Cooling, St. Louis Heating and Air Conditioning Specialist since 1942. St. Louis Heating and Air Conditioning Specialist since 1942. They're a third generation family-owned business, been around for 77 years with A-plus ratings by their customers on review sites such as Angie's List and Yelp and Google+. They specialize in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems, and they take pride in what they do. Check out their website, MatheneyHeatCool.com, or give them a call, 314-727-9000.
Now, see, we have a nice little pleasant streak of weather, and Mother Nature is tricking us. Just to fool you. Well, it's not going to be that hot. Yeah, well, it's going to be real hot. We haven't seen July and August yet. And when that happens, I don't know who you called before. Matheny, call him. Here, it's like Ballast Dental Care, or it's like Landolf. One time, you use Matheny, you will never go back to whoever you used before. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe was hired by three different venues to work downtown last night.
Wow.
That's the kind of demand that the guy is always working because he's so good at what he does. In security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
That is a brilliant idea. I think you mentioned it once before, but now, this is it. Its time has come. Rat Boy working all night. He had slept all night. He was in his kitchen creating blues, what?
Cheese.
Blues, not blue cheese, but blues cheese.
Blues oh. cheese.
I think it's brilliant. Most of his ideas, yeah. sorry, Hebe, but are horrible. Most of them are stupid. That. Now he's on to something. I'd like a salad with blues cheese, please.
Oh, yeah.
It could become a St. Louis tradition like toasted ravioli. Blues cheese
Love
on your
it.
Salad. I think he's on to something. Would you please show your appreciation for polka music played the way it should be played? Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union, another great partner and supporter of the show. It's not an easy thing to get somebody to change where they bank. Like if I ask you folks to, hey, stop banking where you're banking and go to First Community Credit Union. I understand. I get it. It's not a big priority, but many of you have done it. In fact, lots of you have done it, or they wouldn't have been on board all these years. So thank you for that. Thank you for telling me your AM and the PM. I'm telling you right now, it's becoming more important than ever, this AM and the PM thing. We're up against some nasty competition, and we got some people who are still saying the old call letters. That does us no good with advertisers. So you need to say 590 the Fan or AM and the PM or Frank Opinion or something, and please do that when you contact First Community Credit Union. Now, couple of things we've been going over recently, and I want to read that guy that called earlier about that motorcycle. He already has the motorcycle, and I don't know if he borrowed the money or he had the money for it, but if you're looking at a bike and you don't have the cash, they love to make motorcycle loans. They love to make boat loans at First Community Credit Union. They make wedding loans at First Community Credit Union because weddings, they're not cheap. Average price of a wedding in this country, $35,000. I know. Seems ridiculous to me, too. You don't have it? They have a loan for that. And then let's not forget home equity line of credit. They okay you for X amount of dollars. They basically sign off and go, hey, here's what, if you need $20,000 or whatever it is, $30,000, it's here for you if you need it. You take what of that you need to build that new deck or put in that patio or pool or landscaping. And then if you do that before the end of this month, only a couple more weeks, then you're going to get, for the first 12 months, as you pay that money back, a rate of 2.49% APR. That is a really good rate, and I don't think anybody can touch that deal. Home equity line of credit, ask them about that. And, of course, again, tell them your AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and take it from any of us who are members, it is a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
He's not in any of those places. He's in Medora something.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Never heard of it, but we're all going to learn about it together. Because, again, that's where Bill Cleveland is. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. For a lot of good reasons, WindowWorld, stlouis.com. From Medora, North Dakota, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill. Is this where you that tourism thing is, or was that the other place?
Yes, I've reached my final destination. I stepped out of it to come chat with you all. There's a travel bloggers conference. I'm not really a blogger necessarily, but they asked if I would come and be one of the speakers, and so
not even a blogger, yeah. And they still wanted you there. Wow.
Well, so anyway. Oh crap! Sorry.
Oh man. Did you already speak, or are you yet to make your speech?
Tomorrow at noon, I will be speaking to.
Now, when you get up tomorrow, who are you speaking to? Other travel writers or bloggers?
So, yeah, it's kind of weird. If you're not sort of in this business, it's kind of hard to understand that there is a difference. But so you have someone who is a travel blogger. So these could be people who are just you know, they travel once or twice a month. It's a part-time kind of thing. There are others that are more full-time but still have regular jobs, and they specifically are just posting stuff on a website. So they don't write books, or they're not doing broadcasting, or they're not writing for, you know, traditional publishing outlets or whatever.
Did you guys catch how Bill took a little stab at us? Well, it's kind of hard for you guys to understand if you're not in the business.
You can see, you can hear that real uppity tone in his voice. I heard it. You know?
I heard it. You guys aren't travel bloggers.
With a nose like that, it'll drown in a rainstorm.
Whoa!
I wouldn't have said that.
They don't have printed works. What is it in a traditional media? Is that what he said? Like, they basically don't have their own article in the LA Times. Just say it, Bill.
Yeah, just say it.
Well, if you would have let me finish instead of interrupting me, what I was going to say is I actually am kind of in the middle. I think as long as people are telling good stories, I don't care where you do it. But there are people who are traditional writers that absolutely despise bloggers, and I am totally not in that camp. I think people are very friendly, and they have, you know, great followings. And I got to tell you, for people who are traditional writers, they really need to jump on the bandwagon, because a lot of those traditional outlets are going away.
Now, we've never been to one of your speeches. When you get up tomorrow night,
thank God.
How will you start? What's the first thing you'll say when you get? Will you start with a joke? What do you do? What will you say?
A joke. Usually I just get up and tell some stories.
Now, you already know when you get up tomorrow what you're going to start with. So what do you think is the story you'll start with?
Sometimes I start with a story about kind of how, like, my early road trips were some of the earliest road trip that I can think of. Because I actually did not like road trips and driving or any of this stuff when I was younger. And I've told this story on the air before, I hope their family isn't listening. Well, they don't care. The first road trip that I can remember as a kid was on a church outing. We were going, I believe we were driving to Omaha, Nebraska, and we were in the church van, and so there were probably about 15 or 16 people crammed into this big tank of a van. And driving the van was an older gentleman from our church, and Mr. Kemper, and Mrs. Kemper, his wife, was sitting right next to me. And I'm in the front seat, not the driver's seat, but sitting directly behind the driver's seat. And so the weather was not great. It was actually really bad. And Mr. Kemper had to slam on the brakes in the van, church van, to avoid hitting someone in front of him. But what happened was a car slammed into our van, the church van, slammed everybody forward, and then a second vehicle came up, slammed into that one, slammed into us, so two, you know, huge hits, and I looked up, and on the dashboard were Mr. Kemper's teeth, and...
Is that a true story?
That is an absolute true story.
See, that's a good story. That's a good opening story. Teeth on the dashboard, that never fails.
The country song, I think.
Yeah.
It gets better. So I see, I'm, you know, probably 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever. You see a man's teeth flying out of his, you know, mouth. That's pretty traumatic. And so I look over to the closest adult next to me to ask, like, what, you know, why are their teeth on the dashboard? And I look over, and Mrs. Kemper's, now bald, her hair had flown off of her head and was at my feet. So she had a wig, flew off, and his dentures are up on the dashboard.
Well, how do you even follow that? I'd end it right there. I'd go, thanks for having me, everybody. I mean, that's such a great story. I'd leave it at that. That is a good story.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, if it's true, it's a great story.
It's absolutely true, and she just, God rest her soul, she just passed away about 6 months ago, and I went to the funeral, and I asked her daughter, because, you know, when you're a kid, sometimes I guess you think things happen, or stories get mixed up over the years, and I told that story, and I said, is it true? Like, I've had this story in my head forever, and she said, it's absolutely true. That absolutely happened. So,
man, what a question to ask a dead woman's daughter. You know, hey, did your mom have a wig?
Well, he just wanted to make sure that in his head he hadn't exaggerated it or just dreamed it, and she confirmed it.
You know what Frank did yesterday?
What did I do?
Her daughter said the mom would absolutely, like right now, she is absolutely thrilled that I'm telling that story. She would have thought it was hilarious that she was talking. talk about that.
Well, hang on. What did I say?
So Melissa Marr, who's the sales manager at the station here, is pregnant, and her office is downstairs. I hadn't seen her in a couple months, and she's got a pretty decent-sized bump. Frank walks up to her and goes, what do you do? And she answered him, and Dan goes, you should have told him you weren't pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. That has happened to people. She missed a great opportunity to say, what do you mean? I'm not pregnant. Ooh, that hurts. So what's the deal with this Maduro? What do we need to know?
The deal. Oh. So the deal is, so I was in Fargo, North Dakota yesterday. That's clear on the other side of the state, about 5 hours away. That's on the eastern side of the state. So today I'm on the western side of the state, and Maduro is right at the base of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And so it's a tiny town. Teddy Roosevelt came here before he was president. Wanted to raise cattle and just really fell in love with this area and the land, the Badlands of North Dakota. And so he ended up leaving. He didn't really do too well in the cattle industry, but he still loved the area, and so kind of set up a ranch or whatever. And so that's really how this area got started. So Maduro is a tiny town. I believe 120 people live here full time. But it is really busy this time of the year. Tourists come here. Of course, the main draw is the national park, and it is one of the most beautiful national parks in the country. It's hard to describe now, but if you've ever seen, Frank, you've gone through have you gone through North Dakota? South Dakota has Badlands as well.
Yeah, start with the Sturgis, and then you're not far from North Dakota. I just remember I can't remember the town, but Kevin Costner had a bar and a restaurant, and we went in there. And that's all I remember. I didn't even bother to go see Mount Rushmore, and I'm kicking myself. It was 15 minutes away, and I just thought, I'll see it another time. And I've never seen it. So, yeah, very briefly. But I do remember the Black Hills. That's an interesting...
Beautiful Black Hills.
Yeah.
Yep, that would be in South Dakota near Custer, Rapid City,
right.
And that part of the country.
Exactly.
But you've seen the rock formations then.
Sure.
That part of the, and that's, so I'm looking out the window and I see that here. It's absolutely beautiful and something everybody should see at least once. So tonight I'm going to something called Pitchfork Steak Fondue, which the fondue thing kind of threw me off, but apparently it's not a typical fondue or whatever. It's steak, and it's a good hearty American meal deal. So we're going to be doing that, and then going to something called the Maduro Musical, which they've been doing here for over 50 years.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So check it out. I have some stuff I think on my website, BillOnTheRoad.com. If you've never been up here, it is a long drive. If you're driving, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a haul to get up here. I think if I were to drive straight back to St. Louis, it would be about 18 hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Do some stops along the way if you're coming up here, but make the trip, because it is absolutely beautiful, and it's really hard to describe unless you're here looking at the scenery. So,
okay.
Having said that, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
From Maduro, Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World. You know the rest. You know the part about, number one selling replacement window, that's right, in the country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. So I have a question that I don't think we'll have we really will ever get the answer to. I think I know what the answer might be. Here's the question. I'm watching this Blues game last night, and I'm watching the crowd, and I'm looking at the people in St. Louis, Enterprise Center, and Busch Stadium out in the streets, and I'm looking, like, 90% of guys, especially under 40, have beards. Everybody's got beards. When did that start? It's like all of a sudden,
every guy
has a beard. What happened?
It really started taking off about 6 or 7 years ago. It was just men just having beards. And then it kind of got into that artsy crap of the mustaches, let me finish, right? That kind of took off, but then that kind of died away a little bit because it was just annoying. And now it's just, now the fashion is just really long beards.
Okay,
really,
but why is the beard at all? Why did that become the thing for young guys to have beards?
I started growing mine about 10 years ago, and I love it. I love having my beard. I keep it short.
Okay.
I keep it clean.
But 10 years ago, most young men did not have beards. Now most do.
I'm a trendsetter. I know.
No, you didn't do it. What happened? Dan, what do you think happened?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened, but a lot of guys, if you saw just a lot of guys with beards, the players.
I know all about the playoff beard. Yeah, no, that's not. I'm not talking about playoff beard. I'm talking about prior to this game last night, prior to the season, last year, the year before that. These guys under 40 started grooming. I think baseball. So I think there were baseball players.
Baseball.
There were certain baseball players that started growing beards. And I think that, to me, that's what started it, because that's where I first noticed it. Something started it. Something caused that to happen. I go back to hats, men's hats. My dad wore a hat, what I call the businessman hat. Go look at any footage, archival footage of people going out anywhere, to church, to a show, to the Muni. The men had hats. What killed it was it happened in one day. And it was President Kennedy's inaugural address in the cold without a hat, and ask anybody who was in the hat business, it killed their business. They saw Kennedy without a hat, and that was the end of men's hats. Something caused young guys everywhere to go all of a sudden, ooh, I want to grow a beard. I think it was a few baseball players. Honestly, that's as far back as I can take it.
Remember Ozzie Smith used to have that beard. It wasn't bushy or anything, but it was like, you used to just call it the Ozzie beard. It was like you haven't shaved.
The Mad Hungarian had a beard too, but it wasn't until several players all of a sudden had beards. And why they did it, I don't know, but to me, that's where it started. Now, speaking of Ozzie, we don't have Ozzie Smith on the phone, but we do have another Ozzie. And last night, Tim Woodburn, maybe it was this morning, I don't even remember, it was this morning, I guess, forwarded me a tweet from Ozzie Osbourne, where Ozzie sent out a tweet, "Go Blues," and it was Ozzie in a Blues, looked like a sweatshirt to me. I didn't know he was a big Blues fan, but Dan tells me there's a picture of him being arrested years ago, and he's wearing a Blues jersey when he got arrested.
Yeah, it's his mugshot. I think he got arrested down in New Orleans, he's wearing a Blues jersey.
Blues jersey. Well, he's on the phone now because, as you know, Ozzie Osbourne and I are tight. We got each other's cell phone numbers. Ozzie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Great. Where are you? You weren't, I'm guessing, at the game last night, because your tweet looked like it was from your house with your Blues jersey on.
It was. I watched the game. I have a huge big screen TV in my bathroom. I watched it in my tub.
Watched it sitting in the tub.
Wow.
I've got it recorded. I'm going to go watch it again in the tub in a few minutes.
How long have you been a Blues fan?
Oh, forever. I love the Blues. I love the history of the team and the way they play. I just have always been a
Blues fan. Maybe for better PR, next time you get arrested, you could throw on something else. I mean, something from another city or something.
Like a Cubs jersey.
Yeah, Cubs jersey. There you go, when you get arrested next time.
I didn't know it was New Orleans. I didn't know I was going to be arrested tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the first time ever you've been kind of hard to understand. That's not true. No, that's not true. Well, I think a lot of people were thrilled to see you tweet that out in the Blues jersey, and good for you. And of course, you're not going to ever have to deal with what you're wearing when you get arrested again, because you're not drinking anymore. Is that right?
I'm not. Completely sober.
Yeah. So you're home today, right?
I'm home. Yeah, I'm about to get in the tub, watch everything.
You like that tub, don't you? You like taking a bath.
I'm a big tub fan. Yeah.
Well, people made fun of me years ago when I said I like a good bubble bath and smell good. They kind of made fun of me. And then they kind of cooled their jets when they found out, you know, Burt Reynolds liked a tub bath.
Oh,
some other macho guys like to sit in a big tub of bubbles every once in a while.
I make my own bubbles.
You make your own bubbles. Well,
yeah.
I think we've all done that. Well, listen, thank you for the support of the team. Thanks for tweeting that out. All the Blues fans appreciate it. And you are coming. It'll be next year, I guess, because you had to postpone. I remember your tour, your appearance here. So we'll see you in, I guess, 2020.
I hope so. Yeah, it'll be 2020.
All right. Ozzie,
I'll be there then.
Thank you for always answering when I call your cell phone. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay. Fine.
All right. Ozzie Osbourne, everybody. The great Ozzie Osbourne. Always there for us. Always there. Now, I mentioned earlier the benefits of this that reached far beyond just, ooh, everybody's in a good mood and partying. It's merchandise and restaurants and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Think about this. The impact this is going to have on youth hockey. Think about all the kids now.
Oh, it's
huge. Who are going to want to play hockey more than ever.
It's going to explode.
Yeah. There's a... Target now has announced they're going to have same-day deliveries. See, everybody, this Amazon thing, everybody now, Walmart, Target, but this is the part that got me. They're going to have thousands of items at Target, and you can get them same day. Not next day, same day. Check this out. They say many of the items you can have in as soon as an hour.
Ooh.
So you go online and order something from Target, and an hour later... it's at your door.
Are they going to do that whole drone delivery service thing, or are they going to...
I don't think so. I think it's just...
not just people
in
cars?
It'll be distributed through a local Target, and if there's one within an hour and you order it, boom, they just bring it to you.
Nice.
Now, for that quick service, I think it's like $10 per order. But you know what? Depending on what it is, I think a lot of people would be more than happy to pay $10 to have it the same day, not have to go pick it up or drive halfway across town.
Well, imagine if you needed something to wear for, you're going out for the night. You know, you want to wear your favorite shirt, can't find it, or it's dirty. Order a new one from Target.
Better yet, you wanted to watch the game last night. You need a new big screen TV. You don't even have to pick it up. Let them bring it to you.
My family member posted a Facebook post today that said she went to go get Blues Championship merchandise for her family at a Kohl's store. And the line was, they had to hand out numbers for people stand in line. I mean, that's how craziness the excitement was for any store that has that kind
I'll
of merchandise.
I'll buy a Blues jersey now. Yeah. I will. I've got a sweatshirt. It's too warm. I will get a jersey. I will.
You're going to get one for next year? We should probably get this season. It's kind of nice. I've got the other jersey, the same one as Dan.
The championship thing, the real deal.
With the shield on it.
You bet. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Be a player. Memphis. I don't know who else has followed what happened in Memphis last night, but this is not funny. It shouldn't even be in the playoffs, but I sort of can't help it. This is another case of a cop shot and killed a guy who was a criminal, a thug, and the town went nuts, and the black community, they're throwing bricks at the police, and they're destroying squad cars. 24 police officers and deputies injured in this melee in Memphis last night. And wait till you hear what it's over, okay? U.S. Marshals shot and killed a guy last night in the North Memphis neighborhood of Fraser, all right? They're trying to stop this guy. He's wanted on multiple warrants. They try to stop him outside a home as he's getting into a vehicle. Well, he resisted, and then he rams his vehicle into the police officer's vehicles multiple times and then gets out with a gun, and they had no choice but to shoot him. And because of that, it's racist. I don't get it. I don't get, is there any justified shooting of a black person anymore, even if they're a criminal and trying to, what is the deal?
That's pretty big if the U.S. Marshals are after you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, multiple warrants. Yeah. But why does that warrant... And I go back to the kids that were shot in St. Louis this week, nowhere near the outpouring, outcry of enough is enough that there was over something like this in Memphis. It's just... It's all backwards. It's wrong. Now, there's a weather guy, a meteorologist, whatever you want to call him, up in Springfield, Illinois, who has done something that I would do, and it has cost him his job. And I'm surprised a couple of things like this that I've done haven't cost me my job. He goes on TV in Springfield doing the weather, and on the screen it says red alert, storm warning, red alert. And it's kind of like the breaking news thing where they overdo it. Mm-hmm. And so he'd had enough of it. And he, right there on TV, basically says, I want you to know something, folks. This is not me. This is corporate. This is Sinclair owns the station. Oh. And he basically just says, it's a corporate initiative. We've tried to talk them down from doing this to try something less controversial for the viewers. But no, they insist on red alert. And they, boom, this guy.
Wow.
Now he's off the air. But here's the beautiful part of this story. And this never happens. Advertisers are starting to boycott the station and pull their advertising unless they bring the guy back, because he basically said what all of them were thinking. Enough of the red alert breaking news BS.
Good for them.
Yeah. So I hope he gets his job back, because here's an opportunity for the advertisers to stand up and go,
bring the guy back, or you're not getting our money. So good for the advertisers. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this joke starts off dark and terrible. It's a joke. It's a story of Tim Woodburn, Dan Strauss, and Limey Limestone Trevor Phillips.
Oh.
Yay.
Driving together when they're in a horrible, horrible accident, and they're all killed.
Oh.
Tim, Dan, and Limey killed and find themselves standing at the gates of heaven. And St. Peter is there, and he says, well, boys, welcome to heaven. He said, by the way, boss, a big fan of the Lord's Morning Show in the afternoon. We get great reception up here. He says, heaven's got everything you could ever want. Tim, great hockey. Limey, Dan, whatever you want, it's here. But I got to tell you, we have one rule and only one rule. The boss loves baby ducks, and they look around, there's baby ducks everywhere. It's going, quack, 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 baby duck. He says, you step on a duck, you'll be sorry you did. I'm just telling you, do not step on one of these little baby ducks. You will pay for it for the rest of eternity. Got it? And Tim and Dan and Limey said, got it. Don't step on the baby ducks. Now, they all decide they're going to meet the next day at 4 o'clock and just check out heaven. Let's all meet here tomorrow and just walk around and see what all heaven has to offer. So the next day at 4 o'clock, when they all get together, as soon as Dan walks up, they notice that right next to Dan stands the ugliest woman they've ever seen. Not only is she standing next to him, she's handcuffed to him.
Mm.
And Tim and Limey said, my goodness, Dan, what's going on here? And Dan says, I stepped on a baby duck, and the next thing I know, and by the way, this woman looks worse. She's less attractive than Janet Reno. I mean, she's
wow.
Horrible looking. Man. And Dan says, I understand she will be handcuffed to me for the rest of eternity.
Oh,
my. And Tim and Limey can't help but bust out laughing. They go, what an idiot, Dan. They told you not to step on one of the ducks. He goes, I know. So they agree to meet the next day. And, of course, all the rest of that day, while they're walking around, Dan's got this butt-ugly woman handcuffed to him. So they meet the next day, and Limey is handcuffed. Let's just say this. The woman he's handcuffed to makes Whoopi Goldberg look like a Miss America.
Whoa.
She is beyond unattractive. And, of course, Tim is getting the biggest kick. Now they're both handcuffed to these ugly women for the rest of eternity. Tim goes, let me guess, Limey, stepped on a duck? And Limey says, yeah, I know. I didn't mean to, but now I got this hag cuffed to me for the rest of eternity. So they're going to meet the next day. And the next day they meet, and up walks Tim Woodburn, and handcuffed to him is the most stunning, gorgeous, beautiful woman you've ever seen. Think Liv Tyler, Charlize Theron, Penelope Cruz, more beautiful than all those together. And Limey and Dan look at each other, and they look at Tim handcuffed to this beautiful woman, and Limey and Dan almost simultaneously go, how in the world did you manage this? And just as Tim is about to speak, the woman says, I stepped on a duck.
Oh, let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is sponsored by Credit Karma. A crash westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road, stacking up traffic approaching 170 eastbound 70. You're slow for a look. Accidents northbound Lindbergh at Newhall's Ferry, Chambers Ramp to northbound 367 westbound Forest Park Parkway at 170 and 109 at Valley View Lane. Westbound 64 heavy Compton to Big Bend. Eastbound 64 jams approaching Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. And it looks like a traffic incident eastbound 70 at Packers Avenue. Get your truly free credits scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Today, download the Credit Karma app. Credit Karma, here's to progress. I'm Tori Lyons. That is your total traffic.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
Down to Dallas, Texas. I know that he was in front of the TV last night because this guy texted me.
You watching?
Right at the very beginning of the game. I said, oh, yeah, I'm watching. He just wanted to make sure. He was there. We were there. Everybody was there. He is Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I will be having a fantastic Father's Day late lunch, early dinner at Annie Gunn's with well, five members of my family. I'm looking forward to that. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse next door to each other. Closed only on Monday. Reservations, which I've made, absolutely necessary for dinner. I advise them for lunch. Reservations for lunch as well at Annie Gunn's. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Not just for the holidays. Any day. Every day. Gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
How about them Blues, everything?
I knew you'd say that. That was a great game.
How about them Blues? It was great. It was great. And from everything that I've been able to find, the people in St. Louis behave like normal great people.
As we always
do.
We
didn't police cars or any of that crap.
That's how we do it.
That's very good. Good for St. Louis. As you know, Cheryl's from St. Louis, from Missouri, and my kids went to MU, and yeah. Happy for St. Louis. Again, this week's Pop Quiz theme, extremes. These are the top four most generous celebrities. But which one's number one? Generosity. Beyonce. Angelina Jolie, Miley Cyrus, Matthew McConaughey, Love Nuggets, Jamie Foxx lives in Los Angeles, Katie Holmes lives in New York. They swear that they have a great, healthy relationship. Well, if you believe the relationship that includes Jamie Foxx going out on Katie every chance he gets, if you consider that healthy, then you might want to take two aspirin and call me in the morning. I don't know how they keep saying the relationship is so good. I guess they just accept an open relationship.
First of all, it's just not even a couple that I envision being together at all. No. That's not going to work.
Very strange.
Yeah, that's
I agree. Movie review. Shaft is back. Samuel L. Jackson ushers in this one. It's still one of the great franchises, but this is just a money grab. Terrible writing, corny. It's not bad, it's just not good. Sorry, rated R, 119 minutes, 2 stars, and I'm being generous.
Yeah.
I've already told you about Dead Don't Die, opens tomorrow with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Steve Buscemi, Selena Gomez, Tilda Swinton. Danny Glover, and many, many others. This is a funny, tongue-in-cheek, deadpan, and dry-as-dust zombie comedy. A lot of reviewers did not like it. They like to compare every movie to Gone with the Wind. Well, this isn't Gone with the Wind, but it is a very entertaining movie, very, very unique. I liked it. Rated R, 103 minutes, 3 stars.
I go see it just because Bill Murray's in it.
There you go. Cuba Gooding Jr. gave himself up to police today, facing allegations of forcibly groping a woman's breast. While he might beat this charge, let me tell you something. It should be pointed out, this is not the first time that the very, very heavy drinking, I would say alcoholic, Cuba Gooding Jr. has been accused of this. And I bet it's not the last time he's accused of this year. Alicia Silverstone, Charlie Sheen, Jim Carrey, Justin Timberlake, Aidan Quinn, Amy Schumer, and of course, the know-it-all, Robert De Niro,
yeah,
have all come out against child vaccines, despite a national poll taken last
year. Like they're big scientists, you know, they're experts.
Yeah.
Brother.
602 doctors headed up by the Mayo Clinic were asked what they thought of child vaccines. 599 of the 602 said that they were not only safe, they were needed.
I don't care what they say. I go with Robert De Niro for my medical advice.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's a big measles outbreak now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22% higher than last year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't vaccinate your kids.
You know those commercials, jackasses. Ask your doctor about Trilecta? They should have one. Ask your doctor what Robert De Niro thinks.
Exactly.
Brother.
It's enough to make me want to stink.
Yeah.
And you don't want me stinking.
No.
How much time do I have?
You have a minute and a half.
Minute 20, actually. Minute 20?
Mm-hmm.
Is it minute 20?
If you keep saying that, you'll only have a minute. actually, minute now 20. you have a minute 15.
Mm. And you got a minute 4.
Mm. With summer,
oh, he's right. Now you know what? Now you have a minute. He's right. It's a minute now. I was wrong.
These are the four airports you need to avoid because they have the most cancellations and delays. Rochester, New York, Charleston, South Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, LaGuardia, New York. Those are places you need to avoid at all costs. And finally, I like to get you all the information I can.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most generous, Beyonce, Angelina Jolie, Matthew McConaughey, or Miley Cyrus?
I'll go with Matthew McConaughey.
I was going to go Matthew McConaughey.
I'll say Jolie.
Wow, McConaughey.
By the way, when you have dinner on Father's Day, say hi to Tom. Tell him I look forward to seeing him playing golf with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number four, Beyonce, who gives money to children's hospitals all over the world.
Number three,
Miley Cyrus, who gives money to schools. Number two, Angelina Jolie, gives money to orphans overseas. Number one, Matthew McConaughey, gives millions of dollars to American education.
1 second.
Have a great weekend, see ya.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Ricky Fowler is tied for the lead at the U.S. Open. Fox TV coverage continuing. Sunset quite a ways away in the Bay Area. Pebble Beach is hosting the U.S. Open this year. Rory McIlroy is two back, tied for fifth place. Aaron Wise is in a group tied for fourth, one back. As for Brooks Koepka, on the course through eight holes, he's at minus three, so he's two shots behind. Dustin Johnson shot an even par 71. Phil Mickelson a 72. Has your check engine light come on recently? Then check out the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely cause. Get in the zone. AutoZone. At the NBA Finals, Golden State hosts Toronto for Game 6 after 9 p.m. Eastern. Raptors up 3-2. At the Women's World Cup, Australia with a comeback win 3-2 over Brazil. China shut out South Africa. Final of 1-0. I'm Steve DeSager.
We are Fox Sports!
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple.